Hello, we have cards for March 11th and 12th, 2022. And they are the Sun, the Eight of Cups reversed, and the Four of Cups reversed. A simple message. I'm a fan of Ghost Finder apps. I've tried them all. And I love, or loved, pulling them out in old restaurants or bars or hotels or anywhere I get a vibe. Sometimes I'll just turn it on while I'm working around the house. Some time ago, years ago in fact, one of my little apps said something very moving, and this spread makes me remember it. It was simply this. Heaven was. Our major arcana today is in the past position, the Sun, number 19, aka the happiest card in the deck, and a card of joy, innocence, and freedom. Bright, fresh, sunny, and green. It feels good to look at no matter what deck we use. Traditionally, we see one or two children on the card, but even the only child is having a good time on the back of a white horse, naked and innocent as the day they were born. The Sun is the original birthday card, so a birthday suit is appropriate. Heaven was. The simple things. The next two cards are minor arcana, but nothing feels minor when we're dealing with the emotional suit of cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio. Both of these cards in the upright are depressing or depressed, and as minor arcana are what they are, day-to-day, short-term shifts. Heaven was. Dot, dot, dot. Home. In the upright, the Eight of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio is a card of leaving home. It's a sad, unfulfilled card on which we see someone abandoning something they loved in which they've invested heavily, emotionally speaking. The seeker seeks something missing which must be out there, and we can only see the back of their red hooded cape as they leave behind an incomplete, haphazard stack of eight gold cups. In the reverse, there is a returning energy which wouldn't ordinarily be the advice we'd expect from this card of walking away. Happiness was, dot, dot, dot. You. The Four of Cups in the upcoming position, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, in the upright, is apathetic, discontented, and an all-around drag of a person or mood. Both of these cup cards can be depression, this whole spread can be, for entertainment purposes only, or rather could have been, but both of these cards in the reverse are unusual in my experience. We have a woke feeling. We actually do have a feather to give. And we're not only going to miss the opportunity to give it. Once this human, almost overgrown with ivy from having to sit it out for so long, is motivated and they're not easily moved, love becomes a force to be reckoned with. Good luck today.